Kept in tiny, rusting cages, these bears have only ever known captivity. They're Asiatic black bears, known as moon bears for their crescent-shaped markings. Their bile is used in traditional medicine. Many believe it can cure a range of ailments, from hangovers to cancer. But under a new plan agreed between bear farmers, animal welfare groups, and the South Korean government, keeping caged bears is to become a crime.
Today is a very precious day, declaring an end to bear farming. Everyone here has a part to play. We'll have to work together to make sure that from January the 1st, 2026, the term breeding bear will vanish.
Commercial bear bile farming began in South Korea in the 1980s as a way for poor farmers to increase income. Welfare advocates have fought the practice, saying the bears live in misery. Farmers, too, have pushed for change. Al Jazeera visited Kim Kwang-soo in 2013. He said the homegrown bear bile market had collapsed, with South Koreans buying it for less from China or Vietnam. He says while the plan is a good start, he's not sure it goes far enough.
We have 4 more years until they'll take over the bears. 4 years is a long time. The government should provide some support in feeding the bears and maintaining facilities to make sure they're taken care of.
About 360 bears are in captivity in South Korea. They'll be bought using civic funds and put into care. The environment ministers apologised for not acting sooner.
I would like to ask everybody for their cooperation so that the bears will no longer leave their cages to have their bile extracted, but instead to move to sanctuaries and live out the remainder of their days in a free and safe environment.
The first of two sanctuaries is set to open in 2024, so these bears still have many long days and nights in cages before their first scent of freedom. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.